I was present at last year's service, and from talking to the people that attended, it was a nice way to kind of come together with people who are in similar situations than yourself. Some of the people that attended lost their child many years ago and have kind of kept that with them and not felt able to talk about it. And with the STAR service, like we say, everybody's there for the same reason, the support that they can get from each other during the time of Christmas, when, you know, you remembered your loved ones a lot more, really. It's just a nice way to come together and support each other, really, and remember the child that you lost.
Have you had much feedback from families that have been?
The feedback's always been very positive, which is why it's something that we're keen to continue doing. The families say it's nice just to be able to come and have some quiet reflection time, light a candle. Often they don't see other people in the same situation from year to year as well, so it's nice to, you know, have the support and see them then as well.
And you mentioned before that this is also an opportunity, well, you know, you're covering quite a lot of bases, an opportunity to meet people who have been through a similar situation, and also if people don't want to interact, they can just have that quiet reflection, like you said. But also people can basically come into contact with charities like bereavement services.
There are quite a few charities that attend. They always try and send a representative. So they might not know about, you know, the charities that do attend. They might not be able to access.
So Diane Rubery, she is the lead for the bereavement services here at the Jane. She could be contacted on 650030. The service itself is held at St Thomas's Church at 2 p.m. on the 28th of December. It's just a turn up, so you don't have to let anybody know that you want to come. You can just attend.